This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Past the hour. It's the DJ V show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Oh, there he is. Oh boy. Right. Wow. When you come late, you should sneak in. So
yeah, I know,
like,
right?
You're late.
He'll never listen to that because
at the pineapple.
He doesn't like us taking over.
Well, that's true.
I like how the music started, and I'm like, Doug, where are you? Doug. Doug, Doug, hello.
You and I just had a conversation.
And then you disappeared.
Get a piece of pineapple. That's right.
Complete inopportune time.
Thank you. Hi, Jennifer, what's happening that you would like to start with, my dear?
Well, I thought we could start with some good news. Is that good? Can we do that?
That's a great
I mean, there's a lot
idea.
Of junk out there. Yeah. So Gallup, which is maybe one of the most well-recognized poll companies, has come out with a big question for Americans. How satisfied are you with your life? And the good news is, well, that's a good question.
It is a good question. A great
American
question.
American satisfaction with their personal life is the highest in 4 decades. That's a good thing. Two in three Americans say they are very satisfied, also a new high. High-income households, Republicans, married adults, those are the most satisfied. 9 in 10 Americans say they're satisfied with the way things are going in their personal life. That's a new high in the 4-decade trend from Gallup. The latest figure bests the previous high of 88%, which was recorded in 2003. These results, this is fun, are from Gallup's Mood of the Nation poll that was conducted January 2nd. Through the 15th, which also said there was a recorded 20-year high in Americans' confidence in the U.S. economy. The people who are satisfied with their personal life, 86%. So I guess the question is, before we drill into this, how satisfied, guys, are you with your life?
I'm very satisfied with my life. I've been pretty much satisfied all my life. In times when I should not have been probably satisfied with my life, I was. I never have. I've not picked apart my life. I haven't even really planned. A lot of people plan at this age, I'm going to do this. I've just done things as they came along, opportunities as they came along. But I did pursue radio, and I have stayed with the farm, and I have been very loyal and very focused on my children. That has been, but I haven't planned to do this on this date or that on that date. I just have taken things as they come and try to make the best of them or take advantage of opportunities that presented themselves, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm actually a pretty happy guy and have been through most of my life. And I'm happy on my own, which I got taught independence the hard way, kind of like getting dropped on your head. When I was a kid, I had to fend for myself. And so I learned how to do that on the farm, and the animals made me very happy. And because I'm still around animals today on the farm, that's something that makes me very happy, very, very. There's lots of satisfaction being around the four-legged critters, whether it's the dog, the cows. I'm going to rescue a couple of horses this year thanks to help from Victoria's dad. And, you know, that kind of stuff is very satisfying for me anyway. So the answer to the question is I am. Victoria, how about you? That's a good question, Jennifer, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah. I feel really fortunate. I love my life. So, yeah.
We all have so much to be thankful for. That's
we do.
Yep.
We yeah. do. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Carrie, you too?
Ask me on a better week. I'm like 75% satisfied with my life. How is that?
Okay. I hope
it's better than average.
Right. Better than average. Yeah, that is probably true. So are there averages? Keeping in mind that Gallup, see, here's how I think of I'm listening to you, and I know that Gallup is hired by more Gallup tends to be used by Republicans for
really?
Polls.
Really? I always think it's liberal. I always think Rasmussen is the one that's Republican-based.
No. Pew's about the only one that's in the middle, but the rest of them all have a... Well, who paid for this poll? That would be the key, be knowing who paid for this poll.
They do it annually. It's called the mood of the nation.
Yeah, but if somebody's going to pay them, they can't do anything without getting paid because they couldn't afford to do the stuff. So oftentimes you find out who pays for the poll. It's like a lawyer. Most lawyers say, tell me what you want the outcome to be, and I'll figure out how to get there. So, you know, and that's where the polling comes in. So a lot of the polling, and that's why.
A lot of polling is very, it has a lack of transparency, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, there's a guy who did polling for, I'm trying to remember now the context of this. He was on MSNBC the other night, and he was talking about who's going to win and how they're going to win. He had predicted that Hillary would win by a landslide 4 years ago.
Well, she did. So,
yeah, well, you know, a landslide. She got more votes, certainly. But
Three million is pretty much a landslide.
Yeah, but he was going state by state as to who would win state by state. So anyway, he's a pollster that caters to the left candidates, and so there's always there's always a bias somewhere. But the question is still a very good one: are you happy with your life? If you aren't, what are you doing? Because it's up to you to make your life better. It's not up to somebody else. You know, you hear about people that are married. He makes me so happy. No, no, no. You are happy with him, but he's not making you happy. Maybe you feel happy around him, but you are responsible for your own feelings.
Okay, can we talk about what I think is the buried lead here in this survey?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Because, I mentioned that married people, Republicans, people who are considered wealthy, they're highly satisfied with their life. They're the top three.
Really?
College graduates, also happy, more than the average. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Men are the top five of demographic factors that go into happiness. Women are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 from the bottom. So isn't that interesting? More men than women are happy. And I think that, for me, was the buried lead. So the way it goes, they take U.S. satisfaction of personal life by subgroup. So those who make $100,000 a year, Republicans, married, college graduate only, men, postgraduates, 18 to 34-year-olds, 40,000 to 100,000 income earners, whites, age 55 and over, have children under 18, have no children, some college, independent, age 35, 54, high school or less, then women, non-whites, the unmarried, Democrats, and people who make less than $40,000 a year.
Well, and that ties
kind of
in. It is, and it ties in perfectly with the study that we talked about, I think, yesterday when we were talking about the alcohol study and how many white women are now at a level of drinking that doctors are concerned about, I think it all corresponds with that. Women are, you know, we're just absorbing more and more stress, more and more responsibility, spinning a lot of plates, and I think that's where you're seeing the uptick in, you know, the mommy wine thing that's all over social media. Every mom, like, needs wine. So I think it all ties in.
Every mom needs wine.
It's one of those things, like, you know, moms. Like,
yeah, yeah, no, yeah.
And they're even like, every good boy does fine. Now it's every mommy needs wine.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, in a moment, AOC and her reason for her latest outrage. I'll give you the story behind the story on that one in a matter of moments here on today's DJV program.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 25 6 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Don't forget, there are lots of good things around to listen to. We do an hour. I do, actually. Not the ladies with me, but I do a thing called Your Hidden Power, which is sort of a focus on metaphysical items. And Your Hidden Power number 128 focuses on whether or not you picked your own parents and your birthday. If you think that's kind of strange, but you're curious, you might listen to podcast number 128. Join all of our other podcast. The Apple Podcast app is where you can start, or you can go to Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, iHeart. That's where it is. Okay, so now AOC has stuck her foot in it. She probably doesn't even really realize, because it's something, because she's your age, I think, Kara, right? Isn't the two of you the same age? If I remember correctly, she's like late 20s.
I think she's older than Kara, but not by much.
Not by much.
I think she's 30 now.
All right, so anyway, she's jumping all over the place, ripping into the president for giving Rush Limbaugh the Presidential Medal of Freedom and accusing him of being a racist and a xenophobe and all of that stuff. And she was nauseated by it, and that's why she didn't go, although she didn't know that Rush was even going to be there before, because nobody knew he was going to be there or get the award. But what I say to her and to others who are upset, I get, because of there was the incident that happened, what, about 10 years ago, with a lady in Washington that he, what was that woman's name? I never remember the name of the woman that became the focus of his ire, and he made fun of her, and it didn't go over well at all.
Sandra Fluke.
Sandra Fluke, that's right, too. Thank you. So anyway, that wasn't why he got the medal. And I explained yesterday the reason that he got the medal, in my mind, the reason it was appropriate for him to get it, because I don't think it should be given to people because of politics. I think that here, I felt very strongly that he ought to get it because he was single-handedly the savior of AM radio, which is such an important component of the entertainment world and had been for decades in America. And you think it's hard for one, how could one guy do that? Well, because of the way he put his program together, the way it was promoted, the way it was successful, the way it was accepted by stations. It changed the AM radio world, certainly changed the world of talk radio in all kinds of ways. And so for that reason, Miss Ocasio-Cortez shows her naivete. Probably doesn't even know much about AM radio.
But Trump doesn't listen to AM radio until he became president. So I understand what you're saying, and I understand that he was a pioneer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What you deserve, I'm a brand new man. Mama tried to understand. Left us a lifetime of song. Never be gone. We were friends right from the start. We shared some high times. I would sing some songs he wrote. He would sing a few of mine. The music made us brothers till the end. And not a day goes by that I don't. Him. He won't ever be gone.
That's the name of the song.
His song.
He won't ever be gone. Willie Nelson, who is one of the most natural talents that's probably ever come out of the music industry, really true. Everything he sings, listen to how casual and easy it is for him to tell a story. Every song is a story. He's one of my favorites. Always has been. Willie and his family and Hank Williams Jr. headlining the inaugural Born and Raised Music Festival in Pryor, Oklahoma. It's a 3-day weekend, June 5, 6, and 7, featuring a curated mix of traditional country artists, Willie and Williams, Red Dirt acts like Cody Canada and the Departed, and American favorites, Elizabeth Cook, Hayes Carroll. I don't even know who they are. Who are those people? Anybody know?
Americana. That's the genre that they're in.
I understand, but I don't know. Have you ever heard?
They're big in the Americana world. Yeah, I'm not. I don't listen to Americana music, but those are names that are marquee names in Americana. That's why they're mentioned.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Amy Johnson, Margot Price, Shooter Jennings, Kendall Marvel, and more among the solo artists in that weekend. Also, a number of bands are going to be on the stage as well. This show has been branded as a weekend of music and camping for the outlaw in all of us. And Willie is appropriate to be there for sure. This, by the way, is one of my favorites. On the Road Again. great. This is what a great story this is. The producers of this festival say, quote, the genres are showing a resurgence right now in the music scene. People want to celebrate their roots and listen to music that reminds them of where they were born and raised. Admission, general admission is $89.50. Not bad, right, for 3 days? Reserved seats are $159.50. Still not bad for 3 days. Pre-sale gets underway the 12th of February. Early bird prices going on sale the 14th at 10 o'clock Central Time. Discounted tickets for military members and first responders, $79.50. You can get passes at bornandraisedfestival.com.
That sounds like a pretty good take, don't you think?
It's a lot of variety, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, get a lot of bang for your buck.
That's for sure. All right, next up musically in our focus here in this hour, Sam Hunt. Announced plans to release his long-awaited second album nearly 5 years after having his first album. It's called Montevallo? How do you pronounce that?
Montevallo? I don't know. Jen, do you know? That was his big album.
Yeah.
I like the new one, but I don't know that much about his albums.
His new project called Southside, available in April. No track listing available as of yet for the album, but his current hit, Kinfolks, will be included, as well as a release that came out earlier this year called Sinning With You, the latter song released not long after he was arrested for DUI. He said after
remember
this
he was all drunk and driving the wrong way down the highway.
He told Rolling Stone it was a crazy time in the political world as well. Apparently he's been questioning blind acceptance of things like religious values, that sort of thing. Wants greater understanding for himself. All the bumps in the road as we progress as a society, I need to figure out what part I was going to play in all of that and how I wanted to go about it. And wondering out loud whether music is the right direction. Seems to work for him. So he's got a tour coming out this summer, Southside Summer Tour. Starting on
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump planning to make a statement about his Senate impeachment acquittal yesterday. The Republican-led Senate acquitting him on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress in its investigation of that Ukraine phone call. All Democrats voted guilty to both articles. Utah Republican Mitt Romney voted that he was guilty of abuse of power. After the votes were taken, the chief Republican in the Senate said,
"They thought this was a great idea, and at least for the short term, it has been
a colossal political mistake.
Senator Mitch McConnell referring to Democrats there. While he was making those remarks inside the Capitol, some protesters were outside the Capitol.
Trump is guilty. He's guilty of abuse of power. He's guilty of obstruction of Congress.
House Democrats say they'll continue their investigations of the president's activities. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Yogi is charged. Yogi, you're being happy, 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 very thrilled, in fact, to be here along with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. This is the DJV program. The food news department is full of information. Let's get started with it, Victoria, because there are a lot of trending stories, a lot of shaking up going on, literally and figuratively, in the food world. Those of you who like, I've had a couple of Impossible Burgers, and I've liked them. And I bet a lot of people listening have had Impossible Burgers from Burger King. And you can get, that meat is not, isn't meat, but that product is not just Burger King. You see the Impossible meat a lot of places.
Yep.
Frank, and now they're doing Impossible Pork and Impossible other stuff.
And
well,
the other company, Impossible Foods, makes all of those burgers, and then Beyond Meat is their biggest competition. And so, like, Dunkin' Donuts has you know, fake sausage now, and so. But here's the thing. People seem to like the taste of it, and that's fine. However, everyone really needs to be aware that you're not eating anything that's healthy. You're eating stuff that has so many chemicals in it and has so many preservatives and soy, and really just, this is not a quote-unquote health food. They say, oh, it's plant protein. Yeah, well, you can manipulate anything to make it unhealthy. And it turns out now, people who are going overboard and, like, eating this stuff like it's the greatest thing, it's the second coming, they're finding that they're having a really interesting side effect. And it's due to one of the ingredients. It's called methylcellulose. And you know what methylcellulose is?
Doesn't sound good. Just by the name, it doesn't sound good.
It's a laxative. Fun times. So eat up all those burgers, and you're going to be spending some time.
So feel good again.
Yeah. Yeah. So the problem is.
So it is a health food.
Yeah. Methylcellulose is a stool softener that is, it's a common ingredient in laxatives like Citracell, Metamucil, things like that. It's not a naturally occurring element. It is not fiber. It's actually a chemical compound that's derived from treating vegetable cellulose with a chemical agent, and it creates this tasteless, colorless powder, and that's used as a binding, thickening agent in a lot of different super processed foods. So just beware. You can enjoy the Impossible Burger, the Beyond Meat, whatever you like, but you might need to schedule some time with your toilet later.
What a great way of putting it. Schedule time with your toilet. Well, you mentioned Dunkin' Donuts. A couple of items from the Dunkin' boys and girls on the heels of Old Bay Seasoning Company launching their own hot sauce. Fans driving across state lines to buy it. It sold out online. Dunkin' Donuts announced a new partnership with them. They're teaming up with Red Hot to create a snack that nobody probably ever saw coming. A jelly donut covered with hot sauce. My God, does that sound awful? Oh, my God.
People love that sweet hot thing, yeah.
Anyway, the hot sauce brand accepted a dare from social media followers and covered a Dunkin' Donut in some cayenne pepper.
Ugh.
Whew. The end result... apparently so
speaking
delectable.
Of the bathroom, by the way.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
People who are hot sauce fanatics kind of freak me out because they're so all in. Like, people have collections
and
of
once,
hot sauce.
It's like a drug. Like, once they are used to one level of heat, they want to keep going. It's like
They were giving out free samples of this stuff in Miami. So.
I think they flavored the jelly, the inside, you know, the jelly that's inside the jelly donut, that's flavored like hot sauce, and I think they also drizzled some on top. I know. People are so into it.
But it was overwhelmingly positive response.
Right.
At
always.
Down in Miami.
Yep.
So
this is probably going to end up being like one of those. It'll probably end up being like a stunt kind of a thing. They'll bring it in for a season or whatever. Yeah.
Right. So those of you who grew up in the 90s, Kara, Victoria, craving the taste of the good old days, the wait over. Also, this is another Dunkin' thing. Dunkaroos.
Oh, no, that's not Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, no, this is from General Mills.
It's just the name of the cookie.
I'm surprised Dunkin'
Donuts
wasn't
that like a thing that went into frosting? Is that what it
mm-hmm.
was?
I mean, Dunk is an actual word. It doesn't have anything to do with Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, it's a little, like, cracker
lawyers.
That you dunk into some frosting, and it's delicious.
Dunkaroos!
Kara's smiling. She likes this.
Yeah, I'll take them.
Really?
Well, they're coming back.
They are. It's a kangaroo-themed graham cracker cookie. Come with all the... small tubs of frosting for dipping. So who makes... This is from General Mills. Is it in cake mixes? Where do you get the...
No, it's literally just a... It's a little container, a little plastic container, and one side has cookies, and the other side has, like, little rainbow frosting, and you just give it to, like, kids to take to school if you want them to have a super healthy lunch. Yeah, and then you just dip your cookies into frosting, and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't know why they stopped making them, but now they're going to bring them back because they kind of have a cult following.
Uh-huh. Available at 7-Eleven stores around the country. Let's see here. There's also a website called Smuggleroo, which encouraged Canadian traveling to the U.S. to bring Dunkaroos across the border. So, Smuggleroos. What's a smuggler do? I hesitate to not sound like what I... huh?
No, if you're smuggling Dunkaroos, then that's why you named it that.
You're a smuggleroo.
Yeah, you're a smuggler of Dunkaroos.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I should have been able to figure that out.
Get it?
Yes, Jennifer, I get it. McDonald's Shamrock Shake, 50 years old, lots of birthdays this week, including Jennifer's and the Shamrock Shake.
The Shamrock Shake, to be clear, is the one that's 50.
Yes, right, exactly. Right. Right. Now, they're adding something to the green beverage that is known as the Shamrock Shake for, I'm guessing this is for, hello, duh, St. Patrick's Day celebration. Oreo cookies. McDonald's announcing it'll launch a new limited edition Oreo Shamrock McFlurry, along with the other Shamrock Shake. That'll be next week. The shake is a blend of vanilla soft serve ice cream, minty shamrock syrup, and the crushed up pieces of Oreo cookies.
Oreo and mint syrup. That's really good together.
I bet you would eat it right up, Doug, if someone gave it to you.
Yeah. Probably.
Way better than hot sauce and jelly. Trust me.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah. The Shamrock Shake got a makeover in 2017 when McDonald's launched a flavor that was half chocolate, half shamrock, and it was kind of swirled together. They created the Shamrock Sundae in 1980. Vanilla ice cream. That's not ice cream. That's whatever that comes out of that machine. That's some kind of, what do they put in that stuff? It's not ice cream. The soft serve. Yeah, but it's not ice cream. It's soft. It's like the same soy crap that you get. You know, that's not ice cream at all. Anyway, so if you like that kind of stuff, help yourself to that. Here's a study.
You morons.
I know, right? Oh, my God.
If you're into that crap.
Thank you, Jennifer, for being so genteel with that. Another study. America's love of dining out may come with real health consequences. Restaurants of all kinds providing 1 out of 5 calories adults have in our country. Patrons are consuming food of persistent low quality when it comes to nutrition. There's no surprise there, I wouldn't have thought. Remember when I was talking about that documentary American Factory last week that was about the Chinese company that bought the GM plant in Dayton, and some of the workers went over to China. And looking at them getting off the plane, I couldn't believe how big they were. And people just—it seems to be more in the middle of the country than it is on the coasts, although it certainly is a problem everywhere. So half the meals that we have eaten in America in the last year or so, or the last couple of years, full-service eateries, 70% of their fast food orders were of poor quality. The diet's awful. This is a study from the Journal of Nutrition. The findings. Pretty concerning, I would think. More people eating out than in. And I think that's true. You see all of these restaurants, lines. Go buy a Chick-fil-A, man. There's a line. Every single one I ever see, there's a line on top of a line on top of a line. So, National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, which went on for a number of years, they were asked to, a lot of people had recalls. People were asked to talk about what they ate during a 24-hour period. On any given day during the study period, a third of those people ate a meal prepared by a full-service eatery. Almost half ate fast food. Breakfast, fast food breakfast up 4% to 8%. So the breakfast...
Fast food breakfast being on the rise awful. Makes sense. Yeah, it's really not good for you, but it makes sense because people are the most rushed in the morning, and now every fast food place offers... you know, whether it's McDonald's, Wendy's is going to start doing breakfast too, Burger King. Fast food breakfast makes sense. Starbucks is also included in this. People grab like a muffin with their coffee or whatever. It's not healthy, but I understand that. But the rest of it, oh, man. Well, the thing about restaurant food is the sodium content is so off the chain because it's, you know, it makes everything taste better.
Yeah, right, exactly. So according to the study, Victoria, the nutritional quality of restaurant meals in terms of actually doing any good, 0.1% of the restaurant meals were of ideal quality.
Right.
0.1%. That's what that number. 0.1%. Here's another reason for that. How many people stop at KFC for fried chicken? It's not really chicken, but anyway, it's whatever it is. They're testing vegan fried chicken now. New recipe using a plant-based protein product. Instead of ground-up poultry wings and other things that they put into their... Well, the KFC is the little chunks. What do they call them?
They do nuggets?
Nuggets, that's it, yeah. Back in August... Well, I don't go. I mean,
right.
This all is news to me. The chicken free. This is it. They started selling chicken free chicken. Okay, yeah. So what the hell's the point?
They have those in the grocery store. It's like a Beyond Burger. It's made of like a fake chicken.
Right.
It's a funky.
Well, you said you like the Impossible Burger, so some people
I actually did like the Impossible Burger. Now, after you told the story you just did, I'm not going to have one again. I'm taking your advice.
Yeah.
So the stuff that is at KFC, and so the test apparently for this went fairly well. In Atlanta, they sold out of this vegan fried chicken in 5 hours. They've just tried again, 70 different locations. Only a lucky few tasters in and around Charlotte and Nashville will get to give it a try, though, as it turns out. The second round of testing happening now through February 23rd as supplies last. So what's in this new, what is this? Animal protein alternatives. So it's supposed to, you were talking about what's in the supermarket. I've tried this stuff, and it doesn't taste like chicken or any of these things.
No, the chicken stuff I don't like at all. I've tried different brands.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. It's got a weird consistency. It's kind of spongy. I'm not a fan. But people who really want that crunch and that, you know, and that fried, you know, I guess like, you know, the crunch of the fried chicken cup, the coating from KFC, that's what they want.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Right. There. It's one-third less calories, though. That's the good news. 50% less sodium, lower in total fat and cholesterol than the traditional popcorn chicken nuggets. And it's got a little protein in it. That's for those of you who like to go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, help yourself, right? This is who here eats? Anybody stop at Kentucky Fried Chicken? Jennifer, Victoria, Kara?
I haven't in a long time.
Years. Yeah. Do you like the mashed potatoes, though?
Do you? All right. Lots of carbs in that, man. Okay, where are we? It looks like 46, almost 47 after the hour here.
This report is sponsored by Bausch & Lomb. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is a progressive eye condition that impacts central vision and is a leading cause of vision loss in adults age 50 and older. To support the estimated 16 million Americans living with AMD, Bausch & Lomb created SightMatters.com, an educational online resource. The website features personalized tips and tools that will help patients with AMD learn how to create an action plan to manage their condition and offers them the opportunity to join a supportive online community of others living with AMD. Although there is no cure for AMD, there are steps that patients can take as part of a plan created with their doctor to help reduce the risk of progression. This includes getting a comprehensive dilated eye exam once a year so they may catch the condition early on. For more information on AMD and to create your action plan today, visit www.sightmatters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Ken and your questions for Dr. Ken. Question number one, the life expectancy in our country has fallen three consecutive years. Why is that, Ken? Why are Americans dying in the curve going in the other direction? You know, for years and years, as long as you've been practicing medicine, it goes up. It was 78.9 years and 79.7. It's never really gone over the 80-year mark, the average life expectancy. So is it obvious why it's going down, or is there a reason that we're not thinking of for the situation, the trend to change?
Well, you may have mentioned it earlier in the show, and that's the opioid epidemic. Also, suicides are increasing, and also obesity is just marching along. But I think drug use, inappropriate drug use, is playing a huge role here.
So if that's the case, how do you fix that? How do you change it? Is there a way, when you think about this and the reality that it presents us with, it just seems kind of, alcohol is
a thing. Alcohol is a big problem. I mean, just
suicide,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's just, mental health issues are a huge problem here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Allergies. The question comes on the type of allergies. Are you likely, you know, we talk about allergies with regard to me and my farm allergies in the spring and the fall stuff. Are air filters anything that can help? That's an interesting question coming from a lady. I just bought a bunch of air filters for my house because I'm you know, I want to make sure the air is clear that I'm breathing, especially at night when I'm asleep. Do they really do any good, though? I didn't ask you before I did it.
Yeah, I think the HEPA filters are helpful. And there's a number of the best air purifiers for allergies, but I think they're really worth a shot. Getting your home air conditioner and heater well maintained with a good quality HEPA filter, I think would be something that would really help.
Do seniors get better or worse primary care depending on their insurance? This is a good question for you because you have to deal with this every day.
Well, I think it might play a role because some of the better doctors may not take some of the lower quality health insurances. And so what you have to do before you get on any health insurance is find out which doctors are part of the panel. And it might play a role, a big role, in the quality of your health insurance and the quality of the physician care you're going to get.
So if I were to say, you're a businessman, you have your own clinic, you're not working for anybody, do you ever look into with your office staff the type of insurance people have and decide, do you tell them, oh, I'm going to take this and I don't want to take that? Or is just that you something you don't get involved in at all?
Well, all physicians are approached by all the insurance companies to participate with their insurance product. And then what will happen is the doctor will ask for what their reimbursement rates are for the most common procedures performed, because unfortunately you have to pay your bills or you go out of business, and this is getting harder and harder to do in medicine, and that's why so many doctors have actually sold their practices to hospitals, because they've just given up. They can't pay the bills anymore and they want someone else to worry about it. And as the insurance companies are trying to you know, pay less and less for this, and this becomes an issue of, you know, whether doctors can afford to take certain insurances. So this is a whole another sidebar issue. So doctors have to review the insurance products before they participate to make sure that they can afford to accept them, and then patients need to review their insurance products, because unfortunately you don't get anything for nothing, and good care is not cheap, and you have to look and see what doctors are on your program.
All right, next question has to do with that in a way. Is the care you get at urgent care as good as you get at the ER?
It depends on the problem. Urgent cares take care of a lot of problems very well and more economically and save people money, but there are some issues that are so acute, a high acuity, so severe that you need to be near a hospital. So I don't know if we have the time right now to discuss the difference between problems. And you also need to know what your urgent care is able to do. And there's a whole grade from just an urgent care that takes care of simple things to some freestanding that do emergencies.
Questions for Dr. Ken here. I'm Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.